Okay. Good evening. We're going to continue the Baruch Shomer tonight, but tonight we're going to do the Perush. We're going to walk ourselves through the Pshat and Baruch Shomer, and hopefully we will come away with a practical understanding of what we're saying for the Tefillah of Baruch Shomer. We'll enhance our own davening. I would highly, highly recommend you have a sitter in front of you. If you don't have a sitter in front of you, it's going to be difficult to understand how things are put together. I'll wait 15, 20 seconds for people to get a sitter, and then we will start. Okay, let's begin with Baruch Shomer. We have enough of a background from last week to explain why we're saying it. So let's explain what we're saying. Baruch Shomer v'haya ha'olam. This is a funny introduction to the tefillah. I would have just said, Baruch Shebaras Olam, blessed is the one who created the world. It doesn't mean the one who spoke and the world was created. So the answer we're going to say here is from a number of different people. We're going to try to simplify it into a way that we can understand it. The answer is that Baruch Shomer V'haya Olam is a name that speaks to the essence of Hashem instead of a description of something that he did. For example, I'll give you a mashal. If a person built a building and we call him a builder, are we really describing the essence of that person? No, we're saying that what we know about him is that he builds buildings. That's it. That's all we're saying. But if I want to speak about the essence of who a person is, about who they really are, we'll use their proper name. We'll talk about them as they are as a human being. So the nimshal of that mashal is that you can never really understand the essence of Hashem. And even when we say the Shem Havaya, the names of Hashem, Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, we don't really understand what we're saying. So therefore, what do we say? Baruch Sh'amar V'haya Olam. We're saying about the builder, the one who was appointed as the builder. Meaning, if I said that this is Hashem who created the world, so I'm pigeonholing Hashem into saying that's who he is. That's all Hashem is, he created the world. He's the builder. No. We want to say that Hashem's more than a builder. Baruch Sh'amar V'haya Olam. This specific way of describing a Kadosh Baruch Hu shows that I know he's more than that. Yeah, he said that the world was created. I'm not saying he is that's all he is. This is just one aspect of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we're saying that Hashem is something more than being the creator of the world. Baruch Sh'amar V'haya Olam. This is really a hakdama. And Baruch Shomer, as we're going to see in a moment, is really a hakdama to all the descriptions of Hashem for the rest of the day. Whenever we use a descriptive term for Hashem, we will be reminded that we are simply speaking of one aspect of Hashem. But none of the terms we use throughout the day are defining Hashem in one specific way. And therefore, before we begin speaking in our davening, we begin praising the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we open with the idea that we want to praise Hashem himself, and not simply one of his descriptive aspects. The very nature of this different opening speaks to the lofty and exalted level of our tefillah. That we're essentially saying we can never pigeonhole Hashem. And then we say, Baruch Shomer V'haya Olam, Baruch Hu. So what's this weird thing, Baruch Hu? It's an odd thing to be saying here. So let's look at the Chumash Marashal. I assume everybody here has the Mar Makomos in front of them? Yes? No? Those who I can't see? Okay. So the Chumash Marashal, the Marashal, was the cousin of the Rama. He was the Rav in Lublin, one of the Gedolei HaDor in the 1500s. He wrote the Yamshel Shlomo on the Gemara, and we have his Chumash, his response. In Siman Samech Dalav, he explains that Baruch Hu is not one of the Shvach, not one of the praises of Hashem. Rather, it's a form of saying Baruch Hu V'ruch Shema. Look at what he says, Hamei bin Yaskil V'yeda, one who knows will understand. Zulas Baruch Hu Betzchila, Baruch Shmo Besof, right? We say Baruch Hu in the beginning of Baruch Shomer, and we say Baruch Shmo at the end. Eino min haminyan, that's not part of the praises. Shem nigram achar habrachos ha-shvach, they're actually coming after the praises. Laskaris Shmo ha-miyucha, to mention Hashem's special name. Shitzarach lomar aleyan b'chol pam Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. So when you say Baruch Shomer v'olam Baruch Hu, what you're essentially saying is Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. The Seder Chachamim of Nasan HaBavli says that in some of the places there was a minag to say Baruch Hu after each of the praises of Baruch Shomer. And this is why in the Haggadah he says, You say Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shnasim Tzolim Yisrael, Baruch Hu. It's the same thing. Baruch Hu is like saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, blessed him, and blessed is his name. Now, this may also connect to what we said before. We speak about the essence of Hashem, therefore we say Baruch Hu, but also about how he reveals himself to this world, Baruch Shmo, right? Baruch Shamar Vayolam, that's the chelik of Baruch Hu, that's his essence, that he created, he spoke in the world, is created. The other shvach, the other praises, describe his actions. That's Hu Baruch Shmo. That's his name, how we understand it. Baruch Hu, Hu Baruch Shmo. So that's Baruch Shamar Vayolam. Now I'm going to give, we're going to learn together an overall structure of what Baruch Shamar is saying. So after speaking about the essence of Hashem, we begin with the praises about his running the world. So why do we need all these praises? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to talk about how wonderful he is. The answer is obviously that we need reminders of his majesty and his infinite might. These are not random praises, but they are. There's a rhyme and a reason to what we've chosen. There are three areas where we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The first is that he is the Borei Olam, the creator of the world. That's where we say, and now I apologize for those who don't understand, I'm going to say it like Nusach Ashkenaz, and we'll talk about the differences in a moment. But the first stage of Baruch Shamar is Baruch Oseh Bereishis, Baruch Omer V'Yoseh, Baruch Gozer Mekayim. That's the first stage. That describes that Hashem is the creator of the world. Then the second stage of Baruch Shamar, of these praises, is that Hashem not only created the world, but he runs the world. Baruch Merachem Al Haaretz, Baruch Merachem Al Habrios. And the third stage of the praises, that he has a special hanhaga, a special relationship with those close to him, those who keep Torah Mitzvos. Baruch Podil Matzil, Baruch Ailim Kamer Netzach, Baruch Mashalom Sachar Tov, Lareya. That is stage three. So we want to divide the first section of Baruch Shamar into those three stages, that Hashem is the Borei Olam, that he runs the world, and that he has a special interaction with those who are close to him. So let's now go through those three stages. Baruch Oseh Bereishis, Baruch Omer V'Yoseh, Baruch Gozer Mekayim. There are three praises speaking about the same idea, that Hashem created the world. Why do we need all three? The answer is that Baruch Oseh Bereishis is really a general praise. It's like one, and then we're going to do one A and one B. One is that Hashem created the world. That's the general praise. And then Omer V'Yoseh and Gozer Mekayim are two specific aspects of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The idea of Baruch Omer V'Yoseh, again, 1a, speaks about the Asara Mamaros, the ten descriptions that Hashem made the world with when he created the world and he made all of life. 1b is Baruch Gozer Mekayim, about the continued existence of creation with the Gezeiros HaMelech, with the mandate of Hashem. After creation, it's possible that things would fall apart and go back to the way it was before. And therefore, we praise Hashem for creating, and then not only creating, but sustaining the world and being Mekayim. And Baruch Gozer, Hu Mekayim. We actually see this in Tehillim. You look on the last page of the Mar Makomos. We're going to return to Tehillim, Perek Lamed and Gimel a number of times. So you can bounce back and forth. Look in Tehillim, Lamed and Gimel. All of the descriptions of Baruch Shamar are found in chapter 33 of Tehillim. Ki hu amar vayihi, hu tziva v'yamod. Amar vayihi, Hashem said and it was, is the creation of the Bria itself. Hu tziva v'yamod is the continued existence and sustainment of the world. This, in fact, is not my chiddush. This is, in fact, the Sfas Emes on Shavuos. So look at that. You'll get something out of Shavuos and Hilchos and Yanei Tefillah. Look at the Sfas Emes on Shavuos. He says, HaTorah hi chiyos v'kiyam ma'aseh bereishis. Torah is the life and the sustaining aspect of creation. Baruch Omer V'yoseh, that Hashem created and it is, ma'aseh bereishis shenivru ba'asar ha'mamaros. That's the asar ha'mamaros that Hashem created the world. V'gozer u'mekayim, says the Sfas Emes, who al hadibros shemekayim aleihem, is the fact that the asaras hadibros continue to sustain the world going forward. So now, with this, we can explain the difference in Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz by show of hands. How many people here daven Nusach Sfard? Okay, not so many. So for those who daven Nusach Sfard, I think the answer is as follows. In Nusach Ashkenaz, we say Baruch Oseh Bereishis first, because that's the introductory headline, right? and the two specific aspects of Maaseh Bereishis, one A and one B. In this Svard, that you put Oseh Bereishis after the two specific descriptions of Maaseh Bereishis as more of a sikum, as more of a summary of Maaseh Bereishis is made up of. Meaning these two things went into it, the creation and the sustaining, and all of that is Oseh Bereishis. In fact, look in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman and Aleph, Ubenuscha HaSvardis, by the Svardim and Nusach Svard, who Achar Baruch Omer V'Yosef Baruch Omer V'Yosef. Why? Ubnei She'elu HaShnaim Heim Al Shas HaBriya, Oseh Bereishis Hu Al Kol Olam. That's at the moment of creation, and Oseh Bereishis is on the entire day, Kol Hayom. So again, two ways to do. There's a difference in Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard. Now, I'm going to break for a moment. I'm going to say a Vart. I know we said we're going to say Pashup Shat tonight on the Tefillah. We're going to say a Vart because it is one of my most favorite Vartlach, and it's what I constantly think about when I say Baruch Shabbat. The Skelener Rebbe, Rav Portugal, was renowned for his Avos Yisrael. And after the years of the Holocaust, he and his wife looked after 400 orphans taking care of their physical and spiritual needs. And after the war, the Rebbe lived in Romania. And he worked tirelessly to keep the young people connected to Torah and would do everything possible to keep them out of the army because it was considered essentially the end of a person's connection to Judaism to serve in the communist army. Someone went and they reported the Skelener Rebbe to the authorities and they investigated and they put him in jail in a dungeon. The dungeon was disgusting. It was dark. They also took away his yarmulke, his glasses. And the Skelener Rebbe was naturally a very weak person, and his health did not improve in the cold and the damp jail, where the only place was to sit on the cold, wet ground. So since he was alone and he had no contact with anybody else, he had plenty of time to daven. So he pulled his coat over his head, and he spent many of the hours of the prison davening. And since he was in no rush, the shachris took a couple of hours. He said that his family afterwards, he took 25 minutes to say Kriya Shema. He had the ability to think about all the different parts of davening. But he knew by heart. So when the Rebbe got to Baruch Shamar, he thought about all the different praises and he stopped and he thought, he said, something doesn't fit in this list. All the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are about positive aspects of Hashem. And that's the Pasuk Pshat. But one praise doesn't fit. Baruch Gozer U'Mekayim. Again, Pasuk Pshat means that Hashem sustains the world. And Hashem makes gzeros though and fulfills them. Generally, said the Skolin Rebbe, a gezeira is an expression of something negative, right? We have a gezeira on Shabbos to prevent us from violating Shabbos. The Chmelnytsky massacres of 1640 and 1649 are called gezeiros tachvatav. When Hashem is sending us a harsh message, we call it a gezeira min hashamayim. A gezeira means a Kadosh Baruch who uses midas hadin. So then why is that a praise of Hashem? Baruch gozer u'mekayim. What? That Hashem makes gzeros against the Jewish people and he fulfills them? I don't understand. So suddenly, the Rebbe realized what it means. Baruch Gozer Mekayim. He became very frustrated with himself for not seeing the answer right in front of him after all these years of davening. And he said the word Mekayim can have two different meanings. Mekayim can mean to fulfill something, whether it's a request or a desire. But Mekayim can also mean to hold something up and to give it chizik, to support it. It happens that Hashem makes gzeros and decrees. There will be difficulties, there will be tzaros, there will be meirons on Lag BaOmer, there will be rockets in Eretz Yisrael. And we'll make things difficult and there will be tzaros that Hashem feels need to happen. We don't know why, and we can't know why until we're sitting next to him by the Kisei HaKavod. But while there are tzaros and gzeros from Hashem, we know that Hashem gives them to us because it's what is needed. And he'll give us the support. He'll give us the tools and he'll give us the inner strength to persevere. Baruch Gozer U'Mekayim. Baruch Hashem, that even though when he brings gzeros and difficulties for Klal Yisrael, he is Mekayim us. He holds us up and gives us the strength to withstand these gzeros and to continue going forward. That's what the Skolin Rebbe said. For me personally, I have this written on the side of my siddur. I have a small note on the side of my siddur, my Baruch Shamar. It gives me tremendous chizik, certainly in days like these where things seem to be very, very difficult. But again, it's not Pashup Shat. I'm not saying it is, but it's certainly a beautiful idea in the tefillah itself. Let's move on. Baruch Merachem Al Haaretz. Baruch Merachem al Habrios. So now the tefillah turns to Hashem running the world. It's a description of all of the details that are taken care of by the Hashgach of Hashem. He doesn't leave the world to run on its own. Rather, he's intimately involved and cares deeply about the world. But there are two types of Hashgacha. There's Hashgacha Klalis, over the entire world, which is referred to in Baruch Merachem al Haaretz. Hashem looks over the whole Eretz, the whole globe. But there's also Hashgacha Pratis, the individual, which is referred to in Baruch Merachem al Habrios, the individuals of the world. Now, this idea is also found, if you look in Tehillim Lam and Gimel. What does it say? Mimachon shivto ishkiach al kol yoshei haaretz, hayetzer yachav libam hameivin al kol maaseim. Right? That he is hashkiach al kol yoshei haaretz, but he's meivin al kol maaseim. He pays attention to the individuals as well. This is, in fact, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Ches. I know we're away from Rosh Hashanah, but it is technically around the corner in some form. So let's learn of a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Barosh Hashanah kol bayolam ovim lefanav, Kivnei Maron. As we say in the Sana Toka, if we come before Hashem, Kivnei Maron. Ask the Gemara, what is Kivnei Maron? What are Bnei Maron? So the Gemara gives three answers. Hachet Tegemu Bnei Amarna. Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, so the first answer is Kivnei Amarna. That means like the flock of sheep. Reish Lakish says, Kamalus Beis Meron. Like the ascent going up to Meron, which is very steep. And Rav Yehuda Omer, it says, name is Shmuel, Kachaya Lo Shal Beis David. Like the house and soldiers are based on. What does that mean? It means all those descriptions, you can only see them one at a time. If you have a flock of sheep, you count them as they go through one at a time. When you're going up a steep hill, you can't pass by one another. You have to go one at a time. And the soldiers of David HaMelech march single file, one at a time. That's what it means. We go before Hashem Kivnei Maron, that Hashem looks at us individually, carefully, one at a time. So says the Gemara Amar, Rabbi Bar Barachana Amar of Yochanan. Bakula Nisakrim Beskira Echas. It means that they all go one at a time at a single moment. Amar of Nachmar Yisrael. Upon a Nami Tanina Hayosu Yachalibam Hamevin Al Kol Maaseihem. Is that what the Pasuk says? That he makes everybody alike and that he considers all of their deeds. So it says the Gemara, My Kamar. Is that what it means? That the Pasuk means? If we say like this is what it's saying, that he created everything as one and unites all of their hearts together. That's difficult. We see it's not the case. We see there are a lot of different types of people in the world. What does it mean? That the creator sees their hearts together and considers all their deeds with a single scan. So that's the idea. On Rosh Hashanah, he sees us as one, individuals, but also all in one group. And that's what the Pasuk in Tehillim is saying, that he is the Shkiach al Kol Yeshvei Aretz, the whole world at one time, but also HaYotzer Yachad Libam. And that's how Hashem runs the world, and that's what we mean here when we say, Merachem al Haaretz, that he looks at the whole world, but also he's Merachem al Abrios on the individuals. Next, we say, Baruch Meshalem Sachar Tov L'Reyav, Baruch Chai La'ad V'Kayam L'Netzach. Okay? I skipped ahead. Baruch Meshalem Sachar Tov L'Reyav. This is the next stage. Baruch Meshalem Sachar Tov L'Reyav is the next level of Hashem's actions in the world. He doesn't simply create and sustain the world. Rather, he's involved intimately in the lives of tzaddikim, those who keep his mitzvos, and he gives them Schar Tov. Baruch Meshalem Sachar Tov Lireya. This is also found in Tehillim Lamed Gimel. It says at the end of the parak, Yinei Ein Hashem Al Yireya. Hashem's eyes are on those who fear him. L'miachalim l'chaso, those who wait for his chesed. L'hatzal mimaves nashim l'chayosim barav, that Hashem sustains us as well. Now the Chafetz Chaim is quoted in the Chafetz Chaim al Torah Parshas Veschanan about why it's called Sachar Tov. Shouldn't it say Baruch Meshalem Sachar Lireya, that Hashem gives schar to those who fear him? So listen to what the Chafetz Chaim says. He says, "Kein hadavar beinenu yesh lo l'kadosh baruch hu schar har be'litim l'chol echad b'yachad." Hashem has plenty of reward to give out. He's not lacking in reward. Aval l'man lo nevosh lo nekalem l'yasid lava, but that we shouldn't be embarrassed. Tzvich anu l'har b'yachad. So you have to earn the schar. Hashem just doesn't want to give us good things without earning it. Lo l'hanos me'otzer al matnas chil. We don't want to get free stuff from Hashem. So we have to keep the Torah. That we keep the mitzvos, so it should be good for us. Then we'll get the reward. We'll deserve the reward. That's schar tov. Schar that comes through effort and work, and not nahamad kisufa. Nahamad kisufa means the bread of embarrassments, to get free stuff. If we just got free stuff from Hashem, we wouldn't feel like we earned it. We would feel bad. We need to have sachar tov l'reyav. It's so much more rewarding when we earn the goodness that Hashem gives us through Torah mitzvos. A schar that comes through effort and work will be tov. Those who receive goodness without working for it, you know, somebody who wins the lottery, they often experience tragic consequences as a result of only getting sachar, but not sachar tov. We want Hashem to reward us for earning it. Similarly, that Hashem is podeh umatzil, it is another way of saying that Hashem shows his closeness to us. If someone is netzari, he's masil and podeh them. And then we say, that's the end of the descriptions, okay? So those are the three levels of description, that Hashem created the world, that Hashem sustains the world, and that Hashem rewards us for keeping Torah mitzvahs. Now let's turn to the bracha itself. This is part two of Baruch Shammai. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem. Sorry. Before that, we have one more description. Baruch Haylad, V'Kayam L'Netzach. So what does that mean? That Hashem is Haylad, V'Kayam L'Netzach. So look here in the Haggadah Shel Pesach of Yaakov Loiberbaum, known as the Baal HaNesivos. His Haggadah is called the Haggadah Shel Pesach Maisim Yisim, and he's actually explaining the Brach of Shechayam. He says, what does it mean that Hashem is Chai La'ad, the Kayam L'Netzah? He says, Kasha B'zeh, B'bircha Shamar, in Baruch Shamar we say, Anu Omrim, Baruch Chai La'ad, the Kayam L'Netzah. Yesh Labin Kefal Inyan, B'milas Hashem, does it mean Chai La'ad, that he lives forever, and he's Kayam L'Netzah, and he exists forever? He says, Nir L'Faresh, there's actually two different things here that are separate. Ta'ar chai, to be chai, nikr al shema chaya kon insayim, that he gives life to everything, v'nivraim sheba olam, v'lo machmashu asvacha. We're not saying that Hashem is chai, that Hashem is alive. That's ridiculous. Ki lo yitchanu ta'arim atzmim. We cannot describe Hashem as being alive. That's crazy. V'archu yisbarach kanodin, some type of value that we can measure. About inyan chai ne'amar b'Hashem yisbarachu al shem shu chiyuso sh'olam, that he is chai la'ad, that Hashem is the one who gives chayim. As the Tosfos Sanskrit writes in the end of Tamid, v'ulam ta'ar kayam, but the description of kayam, sodek alav yisbarach, that is description of Hashem, that he is omed kayam tamid kiyum nitzchi, v'lishim shinu yitmur, that he exists forever and never changes, chas v'sholom, ka'amro, as it says in Malachi, Ani Hashem, lo shanisa, I am Hashem, I do not change. As the Rambam writes in the Maran Avraham. V'neged chaluka rishona, v'shem chai. So in order to explain that the word chai is not something that Hashem is alive, we say that he is chai la'ad. Hishem ad yifurash alolamis. That means that it goes forever. Shal kol yimei kima olam, for all the days of the world. That Hashem is chai la'ad, v'kayam l'nesach. That Hashem sustains the world forever, and he is Kayam L'Netzach, and he will exist for all time. That's what it means. Okay, now, before we turn to the bracha itself, I just want you to know just a little bit of history about the nusach of this bracha. There are slight differences in the nuschos of Baruch Shamar, but nothing that is really of a major consequence. In fact, I would tell you, you know who does a great job of showing this? If you look here, this is the Wikipedia, the Wikisource page for Baruch Shamar. Whoever put this together did a very impressive job. And it has over here all the different nuschos amongst the different Siddurim. And you can see them yourself. You can see the different nuschos in the Siddurim about how it turns out. But there's actually even more than that. There's an even bigger difference that we find in the Rishonim. Look over here. This is what I brought you, was the Nusach of the Rambam. The Nusach of the Rambam and his Siddur is also the Nusach of the Avudraham and Rav Amram Gong. Look at what they write. Look at the bolded. Nobody says this. I don't think anybody says this nowadays. Baruch Mavira Feilu Mevi Ora. Baruch B'Sham Sachar Tov L'Rev. Baruch She'en Lefanecha Lo Avla V'Lo Shechecha V'Lo Kazav V'Lo Mirma V'Lo Masu Panim V'Lo Mecha Shechecha. A whole extra thing over here about it. It's not in our Nusach, but you should be aware that there is an older Nusach. In the Siddur of Amram Gon and the Rudraham, there's a minhag that on Shabbos they would say Baruch Hamancha L'Amo Yisrael, additional Hasafos for the Moedim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all types of things that were added into Baruch Shamar, but that is not our minhag nowadays. So now let's turn to the bracha itself. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Hakel Ha'av Harachaman Hamuhulal B'fei Amo. So after the introduction that dealt with the name of Hashem and the descriptions of Hashem created the world, we now come to the bracha. It is in its essence Shavach for being Mishabeach Hashem, right? This bracha is praising Hashem for being allowed to praise him, right? We say Hakel, Havarachaman Hamulal B'fi Amo, Meshubach Mufawar, Yoshan Chasidav Yavadav. It's praise to Hashem that we're able to come before the king and to praise him. And then we say what we're about to do. We say that, what are we going to do? We're going to have Uvishire David Avdecha, Na'alelcha Hashem Elokeinu, with the songs of David we're going to praise you, the Shvachos of Zmiros with praise and song, Negadelcha Unishabechacha Unifarecha, we're going to exalt, raise you up and praise and glorify you, V'namlichecha Menaskir Shimcha Malkeinu Elokeinu, and we're going to anoint you as king and mention your name, our Hashem, our God. It's a very long description, and it's a little bit difficult to see what we're going on about over here. Okay, just say once, we're going to praise Hashem. 100 different ways we're going to praise Hashem. So what I brought for you on the source sheets is a remarkable pshat from the Eitz Yosef. What's the Eitz Yosef? I don't think we've used this so far in our shirim, but I want everyone to know about this siddur. This is the siddur Otzer HaTfilos. Okay? It is, anyone who studies the siddur seriously must have the siddur Otzer HaTfilos. It is a collection of pshat mefarshim on the siddur from the Achronim, and it includes a parish on the siddur from very, very big gedolim, including the Haksav HaKabbal and other mefarshim. If you want really something that's like on the Rishonim, so that is the sefer that was put up by Rabbi Lopiansky. I forgot what it's called. Something Moshe, I forgot what it's called. He collects all the Rishonim on the siddur. But this is all of the major Achronim on the siddur. They give beautiful pshatim. Look at the piece from the Eitz Yosef in front of you. It will open up Baruch Shamar for you and give you a totally different understanding of this piece. He says, Sidra Nakid V'Azil. He says, the siddur here is giving us an order of what's about to come. Behem kol hashiros v'shvachos shenesader lefarav mikan be'elach. What essentially we are describing now are all of the different praises we're going to say in davening. Mezem ma'she'amar b'shirei David avdacha. And therefore we say the songs of David your servant. Na'alelcha Hashem Elokeinu. That is hodu v'Hashem. That's the section of hodu. Karu b'shmo shetigein David, that was established by David, l'shorer lefnei Aaron b'chol yom, that was meant to sing before the Aaron every day. And then we say, b'shvachos, ze mizmor l'soda, that's mizmor l'soda. Kemanda amar is those who say, v'yizbechu zivchei toda v'yisavu ma'asav berina, v'shevach nifal v'atzum, they say that mizmor l'soda is this great praise of Hashem. And it says, skip down to the next line, u'bizmiros heim suki zimra, zimiros is a reference to suki zimra. Negadelcha is Shiras Hayam. That's the Az Yashir. Kamanda Amar Vayar Yisrael Sayyad HaGdolas. It says that the Bnei Yisrael saw the Yad HaGdola, the godless of Hashem. That is Negadelcha. He has Nisgadel Shmo Ba'olamo, Negad Kalamim. Hashem became great. Unashabechacha, that refers to Yishtabach, right? The same Shoresh, Shin Beis Ches. Unifa'ercha, that is the Brach of Yotzer HaMa'oros in Shema, as we say. That's a reference to the first of Birchas Kriyas Shema. The Nazkir Shemecha, that is the bracha of Ahava Rabba or Ahava Solam in the Nusach Sfarim. Ki b'shimcha hagodol v'hanora v'tachnu. V'kiravtanu l'shimcha hagodol. So we have a reference there to Shimcha, Hashem's name, refers to the second of the Birchas Kriyas Shema. v'nam lichecha, that's Kriya Shema itself, which is Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemaim, that Hashem is the Melech. And then Yachid Chei HaOlamim, that corresponds to Chei, is Gematria Yud Ches, the 18 brachos of Shemona Esrei, Shana Mevarchim L'Chei HaOlamim. And it goes on to say, give more descriptions as well, but this is how the Eitz Yosef opens up Baruch Shamar in an amazing way. Look what Baruch Shamar is. As we said time and again, Baruch Shamar is a bracha on the praises of Hashem. So what does it do? It says, and where am I going to praise you, Hashem? I'm going to praise you in Hodu. I'm going to praise you in Sukkah Zimra. I'm going to praise you in Az Yashar. I'm going to praise you in Bechas Kriyashma. I'm going to praise you in Shema. I'm going to praise you in Shemon Esrei. It is a remarkable shot in Baruch Shamar. Okay. Now let's come to the end of the bracha. We say, Yachid Chei Ha'olamim, Melech Meshubach Mepoar, Adei Ad, Shmo HaGadol. The concept of Chei Ha'olamim, as explained in the Nefesh HaChaim, the Chaim Elohim writes in the beginning of the third Shar, is that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu were to remove himself from the world at any moment, the world would cease to exist. That's what it means, that you are Chei Ha'olamim, if Hashem must be there, if Hashem stopped caring about the world for a moment, then we would return to Tohu Vavohu. Now, the word Adei Ad Shmo HaGadol is very clear. Yachid Chei HaOlamim, fine, we got Hashem is one, he's Chei HaOlamim, he sustains the world, and he is Meshubach HaMafawar, Adei Ad Shmo HaGadol. So if you look here in the Otra Tfilas, he brings from the Iyun Tfila of the Ksava Kabbalah. And the Iyun Tfila says, Meshubach HaMafawar Adei Ad Shmo HaGadol, Sireis HaMa'amar B'Shilu. The bracha is cut off. It's not saying everything it's supposed to say. Malomar Asher Shmo HaGadol Meshuach HaMafawar Adei Ad. Meaning the way you should be understanding is that Hashem is Meshuach HaMafawar Adei Ad Shmo HaGadol. The name of Hashem is Meshuach HaMafawar Adei Ad, forever and ever. It will be praised and made great forever and ever. The point of Yachid Chei HaOlamim and Shmo HaGadol points to the fact that all of our praises are towards Shmo HaGadol, meaning that we may be referring to the actions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but we're always focused on Shmo HaGadol, the essence of Hashem, what Hashem is really about. And that brings us to, you know, that's the end of the bracha. And then we say, Bracha to Hashem, Melech Mahu Batishbachos. Now, the Rishonim note different counts of the word Baruch in Baruch Shamar and what they correspond to. The differences depend on Nosach, but they also depend on which one of the Baruchs should be counted. According to some, we should count 10 Baruchs. This is what the Tshuvas the Marshal says, that Baruch is mentioned 10 times. We don't count Baruch HaTah Hashem at the beginning of the bracha. We don't count Baruch Hu and Baruch Shmo. Rav Schwab, if you look at Rav Schwab in the Siddur, he goes according to this count as well. He has 10 different, he explains that the 10 different Baruchs correspond to the 10 different permutations of Yud Hey, Vav Hey, how they can be spelled out in different orders. So what are the 10s here? The Sefer Eshkol, the Kolbo Nerchos Chaim, say it's the 10 mentions of the Sar Mamaros, the 10 words that Hashem used to create the world. Sefer Minhago says it refers to the 10 Sviros. The Marshal says it refers to the Aseres HaDibros. In fact, the Marshal says he would recite the Aseres HaDibros before Baruch Shamar. In the Elia Rabbah, he writes that they would recite Baruch Shamar from the Shulchan. They would read Baruch Shamar from the place where they read the Torah in Shul, because that's where you read the Aseres HaDibros from. And the Mata Moshe says that the Marshal and the Kobo really agree, because the Medrash says that the Aseres HaDibros correspond to the Asar Mamaros, the 10 sentences that were said to create the world. The Rokeach says there are 11 Baruchs, corresponding to the 11 Sukkim in the Parsha of Ni'ila at the end of Vayikra, because using Hashem's name improperly is a form of Ni'ila, stealing from Hashem. And Baruch Shamar is a Kapara. The Tefillah of Baruch Shamar brings forgiveness for using Shem Hashem improperly. 13 is the opinion of the Sefer HaMachkim, who says there are 13 Baruchs, corresponding to the Sheva Rekiyim, the 7 heavens, and the 6 Orios, and the 6 Aviros, and the 6, you know, different types of realms. 7 and 6 is 13. The Rokeach counts many important 13s. Baruch Shamar is 13. 13 Midos Rachamim, 13 months in a leap year, when there's a leap year. The 13 Hilulim in the last part of Tehillim. 13, as opposed to the non-Jewish world, is actually not an unlucky number. 13 is considered a very lucky number. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Yishbo Shalosh Asara Pamim Baruch and Neged Shalosh Asrei Midos, and he goes, the whole description is there as well. There are 13 aspects of Shevach and Suga Zimra. Of course, it ties it all together as well. The Abu Draham says there are 15 Baruchs, corresponding to the 15 words of Brechas Kohanim. The Sefer HaManhig says it corresponds to the 15 gifts from Hashem that we lay out when we say Dayenu. So this is Baruch Shamar. So even in this one tefillah that takes us, maybe 20 seconds to say, there's a tremendous amount of meaning and depth here. Each word, each line is talking about a relationship with Hashem. But even just to review, we shouldn't be overwhelmed over what we just said in the last, half hour and say, like, how am I going to think of all this on Baruch Shamar? You're not supposed to. You can't. Your davening is going to take, adayad. It's going to take forever if you think of all these things. But we need to think of the major themes. You sit down tonight after we're done. You took notes, great. If you didn't, listen to the shiur again. And sit down and play for yourself. What are big themes I can write on the side of the sitter? Maybe it's just the three major descriptions that Hashem created the world, that Hashem sustains the world, that Hashem rewards those who need. Maybe it's the Vart from the Skolina Rebbe. Maybe a few things on the side of the sitter that you can work on developing to enhance our kavana as we're going to recite these tefillos, going forward. Okay, I'll stop the recording.